It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Used to be you'd get TV shows sent to you from TV stations into your TV. Well, everything's getting all crazy, and now you get video all over the place. The Amazon Instant Streaming Service is now available as an iPad app. Hulu Plus can now be accessed on Apple TV set-top boxes streamed by internet. More stuff on more platforms than ever.
What you're seeing now is lots of players saying there's a demand for content anywhere, anyhow, and I want to help enable that.
Lori Dean Baird is with Georgia Tech's Institute for People and Technology. She says the companies bringing us all our stories on our shiny gadgets have strengths and challenges.
You look at Amazon, that's great at doing recommendations, and they've driven that on their online stores. So saying, why not expand that? Netflix, great company with a big success story of being sort of the sneak approach to get videos to the home through old school means of mail and now through television. I think their big challenge is cost and getting the content they want. Apple has this wonderful tie to the consumer through Apple products, but very limited to Apple products.
The traditional TV networks and cable companies might not be too fond of this new TV all over the place system, and they might try to bring it back under their control. Max Dawson, who teaches TV, film, and radio at Northwestern University, says it might be too late for that.
It's going to be a very difficult scenario for the powers that be to pull off, because not only have they established a precedent, they've established an expectation that content is ubiquitous and cheap online, but they've nurtured a generation that knows nothing of television except what they see on their laptops. There are millions of kids out there for whom Netflix and Hulu are the equivalent of what television was for many other generations of Americans, something that you assumed that would just be like a public utility. They have these expectations, and, you know, pretty soon they're going to be, you know, of the age of majority. They're going to be the most important demographic, and when networks and studios decide this is when we've got to clamp down, we've got to reevaluate, we've got to find a way of regenerating the profits we're losing on our traditional business models, they're not going to be facing off with older consumers. They're going to be facing off with this younger generation of people.
So here's the battle then. It's the big content owners, it's the big media companies wanting to starve out the content or capitalize on it, make a lot more money off it, take away some choices against a growing angry army of young people. That's the battlefield we're going to see.
And I think they're only going to get angrier as time goes on.
Max Dawson from Northwestern. At long last, the phenomena of overpriced headphones and pampered cats have come together in one new and rather astonishing product. Meowington's cat headphones are headphones just for cats, and they cost $1,000. I'm serious. What would a cat even listen to? Oh yeah, I suppose so. Right, some cats could be into the Nuge, hadn't thought of that, but what if they like something more mellow?
And the cats in the cradle and the soothe.
That's not even about cats. Well, maybe they won't know the difference. The headphones are made by famed DJ and producer Deadmau5 and named after his cat, Meowington. He's made 10 pair, and proceeds from the sale will benefit the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. I wonder if cats want to listen to any songs not about cats.
Who let the dogs out?
Right. It's good to have a warning when someone lets the dogs out. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.